And the sanitary district will require all users to tell them when wastewater discharges include hazardous substances. The state consent order follows a federal order, which included nearly $500,000 to help repair the damage caused to aquatic life along the Saline Branch in Salt Fork. U of I spokeswoman Robin Kaler says the universities work closely with the sanitary district to make sure the spill it doesn't happen again. Mud wrestling among Illinois Democrats is threatening to get Barack Obama dirty, too. Obama already faced criticism for links to the state's ethically challenged politicians, particularly his friend Senate President Emil Jones. Now Obama's been dragged into a dispute over legislation restricting so-called pay-to-play donations. He was forced to pressure Jones into action to risk the mess becoming an issue in the presidential race. Obama succeeded in getting the legislation moving. That would seem to rob Republicans of a chance to claim he cares so little about reform that he wouldn't intervene even in his home state. But it's not that simple. Democratic Governor Rob Blagojevich claims that Obama should support his version of the ethics bill. And if he doesn't, Blagojevich warned Republicans will accuse Obama of trying to scuttle true reform. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says the federal government needs to rescue lending houses from failing mortgages. Last night, federal financial officials hatched a plan that would allow the government to buy failing mortgages at a discount from banks.
In effect, the taxpayers of America are being asked to buy the mistakes that have been made by these institutions. As long as these banks and credit institutions are holding all these bad mortgages and mortgage securities, the credit system across America is basically frozen.
Durbin says the package could cost anywhere from $200 billion to $1 trillion. He says Congress could take up the resolution as early as next week. 15 alleged members of a bogus ID ring in Chicago appeared in court for the first time today on federal conspiracy charges. Chip Mitchell has more.
Federal agents led by Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested the 15 beginning late Tuesday in Little Village, a mostly Mexican neighborhood. Yesterday, the agents fanned out to execute warrants at five locations. Witnesses say the operation included helicopters. The detainees include two U.S. citizens and 13 Mexican nationals who allegedly produced and sold the counterfeit documents in the neighborhood. Officials say they're still searching for six other alleged members of the group. The arrests follow a crackdown last year on another fake ID ring in Little Village. Conspiracy to produce false IDs carries a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. On Chicago's West Side, I'm Chip Mitchell.
It's been more than 50 years since the first polio vaccine was developed, but Rotary clubs say it's still a factor in a few countries and can still be a danger anywhere. The organization has accepted a $100 million matching challenge from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to eradicate the disease worldwide in a few years. Area clubs launched their own campaign in Urbana today entitled Pennies for Polio. The district governor of the East Central Illinois chapter says the disease is only a plane ride away, but Alvin Griggs says they're making progress in countries like India and Africa.
We're now getting into the areas that we couldn't get into. So we're looking at probably another 4 or 5 years, and we can get the job done. It's going to be a continuous effort. If we eradicate it, we will always have to monitor that and still spend time in those countries with monitors and drops.
Collection boxes will be set up at area churches, schools, and businesses as part of the campaign. I'm Tom Rogers.
Support for today's broadcast comes from the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at the University of Illinois, hosting a lifelong learning program developed specifically for adults over 50. Additional information on programs available at 244-9141.
It's 5:34. Mike Sola has a look at our weekend forecast.
Well, Tom, most of the state's still looking very comfortable, very dry. The exception is far, far southern Illinois, right there, the southern tip of the state. A couple of thunderstorm cells have crossed the Ohio River and pushed into Pulaski or Pulaski and Alexander counties. Just very isolated areas picking up some rain in the extreme southern tip of the state. The rest of Illinois and Indiana have seen a few more clouds today than in recent days. Of course, two or three clouds would have been more than the last couple days as we've had beautiful blue skies. But more cloudiness is pushed into the area now, and we do expect to see some locations picking up some scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms this weekend, mainly in southern and in far west central Illinois. But again, we may start to see a little bit of activity in the corridor between Springfield and Decatur sometime on either Saturday night or around Sunday. Chance for a few scattered showers there. Champaign-Urbana, we're still expecting to stay dry again. There may be a scattered shower, but won't be enough intensity or long enough to change anybody's outdoor plans this weekend. In fact, tonight, partly cloudy, low 57 with a light southeast wind, a southwest wind tomorrow under 10 miles per hour. Partly to mostly sunny sky, and Saturday's high 81. Mostly clear for Saturday night, the low 56. Partly sunny on Sunday, the high 80. Partly cloudy Sunday night, the low 55. And partly sunny on Monday, the high temperature 80. It's 77 on Friends Plaza at 5:35. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Today, for the presidential candidates, as it's been all week, the agenda was dictated by the old phrase, it's the economy, stupid. Both John McCain and Barack Obama again addressed voter anxiety over the growing financial crisis, and both were in key battleground states, McCain in Wisconsin and Minnesota, and Obama in Florida. We'll hear more on the McCain campaign in just a few minutes, but first, at a Women for Obama rally in Coral Gables, Florida,